The next one that I wanted to tell you about, we're going to have we call it a housing policymaker in residence. It's going to be here next term. Actually, we're going to have two of them. I don't have alerts from the one that the other one who won't be arriving until the second half. So we'll let you know about her as the plan approaches. But Richard Boucher is going to join us for the entire winter term. And he is going to be teaching two half semester courses, first half and second half. Okay, so this is what I have about him. Ambassador Boucher spent 32 years in the Foreign Service all over the world, especially China, and the last 4 years he was Deputy Secretary General of the OECD in Paris. The OECD is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, sometimes described as a rich world think tank. But the members are all countries, not people. But he was Deputy Secretary General there. He's coming here under the Tao City Policymaker in Residence Program, and will teach two half-semester courses. The first one is Doing Diplomacy, a close look at some critical diplomatic events of the past and recent past. Oh boy, going all the way back to Ben Franklin, and all the way forward to 9/11, with various things in between, I think. With a focus on the players, their interests, and why events turned out the way they did. The second course, that was the first course, Doing Diplomacy. The second course is on Wielding Economic Power, a systematic look at the economic levers that countries use to gain influence. That's, of course, part of what we're doing with Iran these days. The final week will be an intensive discussion of what it means that China will soon have the world's largest economy. He wants, he says, to make the courses highly interactive with lots of presentations and class discussions, including a regular look at current headlines as they relate to the world. Requirements will include short oral presentations, one-page papers, and a final essay in both courses. So that's that. I haven't met him yet, but I talked to him on the phone. He seems like a great guy. I'm really expecting this is going to be super.